Hi, welcome to CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. U.S. Congress is back in session this Monday, September 9th. Its summer break is over, and senators and representatives have a major vote facing them. Should the U.S. launch a military strike against Syria? The Obama administration believes Syria used illegal chemical weapons in its civil war, wants to punish Syria with a military strike. President Obama is asking for Congress's approval. He's planning to address the nation tomorrow night in hopes of winning public support. But as of right now, he doesn't have it. A number of recent polls have found that most Americans don't want the U.S. to attack Syria. Regardless of how that turns out, Syria's civil war has affected millions. Dr. Sanjay Gupta takes us to where many Syrians have taken refuge.
For Arkan Abdullah, the constant shelling in Homs was becoming too much. But it was after this occurred to her middle son, 4-year-old Yusuf, she knew she had to leave. It was an explosion, she told me, that led to these burns. She packed up her 3 sons and what little she had and traveled 12 hours, mostly by foot, to arrive here at this camp. It's one of the largest in Bekaa Valley along the Syrian-Lebanese border. The youngest son, Allah, is 8 months old, and he's now spent half his life as a refugee. He is severely malnourished, even though he's breastfed.
How difficult is it to get food?
It is tough to breastfeed, she tells me, when the mom herself hasn't had enough to eat. Today they get drastically needed medical attention and vaccines for malaria and polio, thanks to UNICEF. But make no mistake, Lebanon is buckling under the weight of the refugees, who arrive here every 15 seconds. In this country of over 4 million, the United Nations say there are some 720,000 registered refugees. But doctors here believe the number to be more than twice that.
It's very, very low, very low.
More than 1 out of every 4 people in Lebanon is a refugee, he tells me. And it is the people living in these surrounding communities that are now sending a message to the refugees in these valley camps. This will never be your home. This can never be your home. The children's smiles belie a particularly awful way of life. Their story is one of fleeing the violence of their home country and then not being wanted in their adopted one. After 2 years, there are no fixed water facilities or system of sanitation. Instead, just this steady stream of sewage snaking its way through this 5,000-person camp. They have lost everything, their material possessions, their dignity, their permanence. To simply live like this, aid groups say refugees at this camp are required to pay $100 a month to the town sheriff. And the only way to make it work is to send these young kids into the fields to work for just $2 a day. It is heart-wrenching. Within these camps, there is the constant friction between two groups, those who support the Syrian regime and those who hate it. But they do share something in common. They all want to go home. Arkan and her 3 sons, they can't wait to leave. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN, Bekaa Valley, Lebanon.